Greece isn't the only cause of concern for the Eurozone. Spain's borrowing costs hit record highs this week, and European stock markets have slumped. Investors are worried Madrid can't afford to prop up its ailing banks, and that means it's looking ever more likely the country will join the ranks of Greece, Portugal, and Ireland and need some kind of bailout. Lauren Freyer has that story from Madrid.
A tourist in Madrid might wonder where the crisis is. Traffic is heavy and the tapas bars are packed. But listen in on some of the conversations and you'll hear that Spaniards are scared.
I saw the news of Ireland and Greece. I never thought it could happen here. But during the last 2 weeks...
Spain looks headed for a bailout, says Sergio González, a 27-year-old geologist who works for free because he can't find a job. He just withdrew his meager savings from Bankia, the failing lender that Spain is struggling to rescue.
I have a box of coffee with my money in my home. I think it's better because today the banks don't give anything to you.
Spain's economy has foundered for years, but major budget cuts didn't hit until just a few months ago. Retail sales dropped nearly 10% in April, year on year. Shopkeepers like Mario Fernandez feel the pinch.
We have less sales than 3 years ago, but this last month is going to be worse.
Unemployment now tops 24% and is rising. Spain is paying ever higher interest rates on the money it borrows because investors don't trust they'll get paid back. Madrid will have to pay $40 billion in interest payments this year alone.
And that's money that's not spent in either paying public employees or in public health or in public education.
Economist Javier Díaz-Jiménez at Spain's IESE Business School says Spain is under pressure from Brussels to cut spending, but bills keep popping up. A bank bailout here, higher interest payments there. And those interest payments can only rise so far.
And eventually, it just becomes totally unmanageable because you have to dedicate an ever-increasing share of your public revenues to paying financing costs.
For Greece, Portugal, and Ireland, the tipping point came when they had to pay 7% interest on 10-year bonds. Spain brushed 6.7% this week, dangerously close. A glimmer of hope came Wednesday, though, when the European Commission recommended that Europe's new emergency rescue fund be used to recapitalize banks.
The possibility that this European fund can lend directly to banks would help Spain a big deal.
Economist Rolf Campos, also at IESE, says Spain has much lower government debt than Greece, Ireland, or Portugal did just before their bailouts. The problem here is the banks, weighed down by bad real estate loans that threaten to topple the whole economy. If Europe helped rescue the banks, Spain might be okay. Except for one thing, Campos says.
It seems that Germany won't accept this. So it's wishful thinking.
Germany doesn't want its contributions to the European Rescue Fund to disappear into Spanish banks that have had their share of mismanagement and scandal. This week it came out that the parent company of Bankia has promised one of its executives a pension totaling $17.5 million, while taxpayers bail out his bank. Even if Spanish leaders were to convince Germany to allow them to tap the European Rescue Fund, it could be months before cash starts flowing. And 0.3 percentage points separate Spain from Greece's fate. There isn't much time. Back at the sidewalk cafe, I ask González, the geologist who keeps his savings in a coffee can, what his future might bring.
I'm thinking about going away to South America or some country like that.
Like many young professionals forced to go abroad for work, González might not stick around to watch Spain collapse or even recover. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer in Madrid.